If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hi guys, welcome to this episode. Today I have Jeannie Dickinson on with me. Jeannie has been with me a very long time, all the way back to when I first started teaching courses online. It was right after I finished my doctorate and I was teaching at a university. She came and I had just started as a designer, started teaching. She has been with me forever. And most recently, she's been part of my Design Suite program. But one of the wonderful things about Jeannie, before she even came into the program, is that she really already had developed an art style. And I think that's really important to talk about because a lot of people who come into one of my design programs, they have already developed some kind of style. But there are lots of you who haven't, you know, you haven't created a style. So Jeannie's going to talk about it with us today, and because she has a very specific art style. It's so beautiful, so unique. And what I like is that she owns it. She knows what it is. So Jeannie, I'm going to hand it right over to you. Let's talk about, like, how did you get started? How did you figure it out?
Well, I've been doing art or making things for 40 years. I mean, most of my life. But here's the thing. You hear a lot of artists out there will teach you, and they always say, you know, put your time in. Do your 10,000 hours. Do the work. But I have found a lot of people don't know what that means. So for me, I want to say what it meant was learning to draw faces five different ways. You have all these different master's ways to draw, and then you have to loosen up to find your style. You have to loosen up and get in to how you draw. So I learned the three basic ways of what was the right way to draw a face. And then I said, I'm going to do it with my non-dominant hand. Then I started going, okay, let's not do the circle, the oval, the eyes, the la la la, face out. Let's pick the eyes to start with. Then it was, that didn't feel right. Let's pick the mouth to start with, didn't feel right. Now, and I have taught a couple of people my way just as part of the whole so that they can learn their style. I always start with the nose, always, every time.
Does that work?
Not the face. And that worked for me. All of a sudden, it felt right. They had a style that was mine. Hopefully that makes sense.
So it worked for them. Drawing the nose first, like, totally worked for them as well, or just you?
It just worked for me mainly, but if somebody practiced, you have to get comfortable. So you have to get comfortable in your art. And I have a friend that I've tried to teach her, and she finishes the one face. And then I'll say, well, did you put your time in? Well, I finished the one face, she told me. No. You should be doodling faces on every piece of scrap paper around you. Because that's how you get your 10,000 hours in. Not, 10,000 pieces of perfectly done art. But 10,000 doodles, faces, bunnies. We have a thing with our bunnies, don't we?
We do.
Flowers, but you need to be doing them. If you're so comfortable that you're not imitating somebody else, you're just drawing what comes from your heart and mind.
Yeah. And so would you say at what point in the 10,000 hours did you feel like you were starting to truly develop your style? Because at the beginning, right, you're sort of imitating everybody else in your artwork.
Yes, I have to say about 4 years ago, I paid for a consultation with an artist. And I mean, I took her 30 different things I had done. And I said, help me know, do I have a style? And I had to get the confirmation from another artist going, yes, you have a style. You have a style. Stop imitating anybody else. She goes, because that thing right there on that, I can tell that that's so-and-so from practicing their stuff. But the rest of it is you. So why did you imitate the one thing? So you start, it just all of a sudden flows and hits, and you do the art in the journal, you do it on scrap paper, and then all of a sudden I looked around and I went to an art retreat last year, and everything I drew was so my style. The teacher says, you have your own style, none of your stuff looks like mine. And I was like, score, I just won.
Isn't that amazing when you do? Yeah, when you do find that, when you do find that kind of magic moment. So I guess what I'm wondering is, was it at the end of what you think was maybe your 10,000 hours that you were like, this is it? Or was it more like at 5,000 hours? What point were you kind of like, I think this is my own style? It sounds like you had to go to an artist, right, and say, is this really my own style? And you got confirmation of that. And then you went to another thing and once again got more confirmation that what you're doing is your own stuff, right? And so you had a couple of confirmations about it. And so then by the time you get into my program, the goal is just to sell it, right? Because we're trying to figure out ways to really monetize what you're doing and set it up design-wise. We're taking art and making it design commercial for other people. But at what point were you like, this is it? I think this is my stuff. I think this is my art.
You know, it probably was about halfway through, because I kept going, oh, this looks like me. I love this. And I have, 4 kids, 12 grandkids, and grandkids are coming over going, that's really cute, man. Can we do that? Can you print that up for me? You know? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then friends, because I started, the podcast people can't see this.
Okay.
This
so right just there, as, this is a quick disclaimer. If you're on the podcast, Jeannie's going to show a little bit of art here. If you want to see some of this, it's on my YouTube channel. At youtube.com/KarinaGardner, or you can go to makeanddesign.com. Okay, Jeannie, go ahead and show it, because I think this really helps for people. We'll try to describe it the best we can on the podcast.
Okay, so this is just a cute little girl, very, I don't know, she's just, and I did it one day in my art journal. And she's got leaves, and because I really like trees. So I put leaves in her dress. Well, I did her and a couple others, and then I scanned them in, and then I printed them up small, and I started putting them in my scripture journals and my calendars, and then my friends are seeing them go, do you have any more of those stickers? Where'd you get them? I made them, this art that I stand in. And then I was like, oh, this really is me. And my hairdresser, she goes, Jeannie, I was at this place the other day and I saw something. I knew it was yours. Big, you know, and that was a while back, but big, yeah, this is my style. People can look at it and see that it's mine. But even though that style came probably halfway through, you got to keep working it and creating. And to the point, well, that's going to go into your next question of process. So maybe I won't go there yet.
Yeah, we'll talk about process in another podcast. I do want to ask you, though, how would you describe your style? Once you kind of started to find it, now you are very settled into your style, right? Like when you came to me, by the time you came to me and we're like now monetizing what you're doing and trying to build you a strategy so that your art has impact, like one of the things, like I know how I describe your style, but I want to hear how you would describe your art style.
I think a lot of it is whimsical and it's layered. And it's interesting to know when I do backgrounds, they might be dark, but they always end up neutral with just the darker colors peeking through. So I kind of have a neutral, whimsical, a lot of my girls look like they're from the 1940s. I don't know why, they just do. And angels show up in a lot of my stuff.
Yeah, I would describe your stuff as like collage-y, but like old time scrapbooky. Like not new scrapbooky where it's like clean, like more like just this feeling of like super, how do I describe it? It's vintagey, like vintage feeling, but whimsical.
Yep. Yeah. That would be good. Yeah. As I look around, I'm going, oh, yeah, she nailed it. I didn't, but she did. It's kind of vintagey.
Okay. Sorry. We've had like all sorts of issues. My computer was about to die and I realized it wasn't even plugged in. So I'm so sorry, Jeannie. Now I'm gonna have to trim this thing up a little bit. Okay. Okay. What else was, I have so many other questions for you. I wanted to ask you why, now I can't even remember. I had like a list. Oh, okay. What is some kind of, okay, let me try again. What advice would you give to other people who are looking to create their own art style?
Practice, one, and two, never stop trying new things. And I wish, well, the podcast people can go to the YouTube channel, because I have to tell you, I challenge myself. Do I have an art style? Yes. Do I create? Yes. But I try to learn new things. Because whenever you learn something new, you refine an old skill. And that old skill then becomes new art. Just hopefully that makes some sense.
Yeah, I think it totally makes sense. And why don't you show, I know on the podcast you guys can't see this, but I think this is going to be helpful for those of you who are curious about Jeannie's style. There are so many, and especially in the program, literally, we do these Design Mastery Program meetings every single week, and when we pull up everyone's style, don't you agree with this, Jeannie? Everybody has their own style. Like, some are super clean. Yes. Some are very painterly. Some are very doodly. Like, everybody, all of these different art styles have a place in the world and can create impact with what you're trying to do.
Yes, I totally agree. Let's see, where's the camera? So this is where I stand in the little girl I had created and printed it out small on sticker paper. and then layered it, what you were talking about, my style, that vintage paper, and layered it and created a Valentine necklace. So,
and I'm going to describe this for everybody else. Hold it back up again. I'm going to describe it for everybody on the podcast. So what it is it's a keychain that's in like a vintagey silvery metal, and it says love at the bottom, and within the picture itself is like one of her angel girls. But then it's got like this great musical like background, like vintagey looking background on it. And then a little bit, is there glitter on it, Jeannie?
There is.
A little bit of glitter. So, yeah, Jeannie's angels show up an awful lot, which is really awesome.
So, and I make art journals, you know that, too, because I have to have somewhere to practice, and other people have to have somewhere to practice. So my new is I challenged myself to find a new way so that I would go, oh, I really want to fill that journal up. So you've got to inspire yourself to keep going, because you don't just get an art style and stop. You still have to create. And so I do that by learning something new to go with what I know I need to do, like practice in something. And that I really, and also find a reason. I have said years I've been teaching other people's patterns and teaching other people painting and all that. And I always said, I want to do it for the one person who needs to feel creative, because there's a power in creativity that feeds the soul. So that's my reason. Without the reason, would I keep going? I don't know. I've got 2 8-year-olds I homeschool, and a puppy to take care of, and so I do it to bring that creativity to others. So find a good reason. Art heals the heart. God feels the soul.
Oh my gosh. I'm hoping you guys are internalizing what Jeannie is saying. And I know that we're doing this and you're getting like her feedback from it. But like, it is true, like, that so many people that I find and I relate to know and understand the very simple fact that Jeannie was just saying, which is that creativity feeds the soul. Like, it really does. It feels a part of us. And most of the people who are coming to me understand that, which is why I created Design Suite Program, because then at that point, I'm like, now how do we create impact with what you're doing that's so creative and powerful? But I mean, like, Jeannie is honestly telling you, what she's telling you is total gold. Like, honestly, it really is. So I hope you are hearing that. Jeannie, where can people find you if they are looking for your art or anything good? Like, where do you want people to go find you?
Okay, so if you go to my blog, www.jeanniedesign.com, on the left-hand side are the links to everything. If you go to the very top, it's really small. It wouldn't come out bigger. You can sign up for my newsletter that... it's actually like an idea in your inbox is what I call it, because I'm just putting ideas and things that you can do with printables, everything like that. So it's all on there, and on the blog are little videos of showing things you can make with printables or downloads and creating. I will have to say the one thing that I've been with Karina a long time, as she said at the beginning. So here's my plug for Karina. She's always been there. I mean, I was in her very first online class. And we've done stuff off and on ever since. And that was like 12 years ago.
Long time ago.
Never used Adobe at all. And I learned and I was able to do things. And then I wanted more of my art into what I was creating. So I kind of took a step back and finished my art style, finished creating enough stuff to get it into the computer. And I'm back with Karina on the design suite because I need to learn more on that end of it. But also because I know she believes like I do that there are people that need my little girls, my angels, they need that. Even my own friends are like, how can we get your stuff? Because we just want to use it to make cards, to make things. So if you can touch one person with what you made, you're a success.
That is 100% true right there. And I think those of you who are listening who are artists or creatives and you're just trying to find your way right now, what Jeannie is saying is like seriously total gold. What you're doing, whatever you're creating, really has the power to give a lot of good and joy to other people. I say that all the time about my own design work, and that's why I believe in it so much. And Jeannie has figured that out as well, that her design work, her artwork has the ability to bring a lot of joy to other people. And so one of her goals is to put it into the hands of people who can use it. And I love when you're talking about your newsletter, Jeannie, because my newsletter is basically my VIP groups because I think of them as VIPs. But I love yours because it's like this idea box. Jeannie's really into educating people how to use art, how to make it part of your life, and I think it's really wonderful. So if you can get her stuff, go check her out at jeanniedesigns.com. I think you guys are going to love it, and we will talk to you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.